Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you on this rainy, rainy day. I'm in the studio today with Lanny Moak from the Hillside Farm. Sam, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Patty. How are you?
I'm really good. Nice to have you here. Now, I know you have a two-year-old, and Halloween's coming up, so it's a big time for little ones. So today's show is going to be right up your alley.
Oh, that's perfect. Great.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Patty. We're going to talk about some nutrition. We're going to talk later about some decorating tips for fall as we go into the wintertime season and Christmas coming up. Vicki Waters is going to talk about Jazz It Up for the Cure. And you're going to talk a little bit about some makeup events coming up and some Halloween ideas for makeup.
Yes, learning. Lots of fun ideas.
And joining us from Chicago is Dawn Jackson-Blattner, who is a registered nutritionist, an author, a speaker. She's the nutritionist for the Chicago Cubs. How are you, Dawn?
How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on again. Now, of course, I saw you on Anderson last year, and I loved what you had to say. You've got a fresh approach to things. You really believe in whole, great foods. And with Halloween coming up and easing into Christmas and, of course, Americans' Thanksgiving, you had a great idea, which is sort of talk about our nutrition plan, because it's sort of a time where you think, well, I'll just start eating at Halloween and go right until January 2nd. How can we stop that?
Yeah, you're right. And this is really a high alert time for people. This is where people gain the most weight, and they really don't shake it off. And so just year after year, we pack on these pounds, particularly over the season. So, you know, I think one of the things is to try and not feel like you're going into the holidays and have to give up your favorites. You know, I think that is why people don't even think about strategizing. You know, they think, well, you know, if my two choices are to, you know, eat whatever I want, have such a fun time, enjoy all my family and friends and all my favorite foods, or to diet and be miserable and be restricted and hate my life. Those are two bad choices, you know. So there is that middle ground where you avoid the foods you like, but you really enjoy to their fullest the foods you love. And so that kind of selection, prioritizing your favorites, is how I like to go into the season.
And, you know, starting with Halloween on Wednesday, you know, last night it was kind of like, oh, maybe we'll drop into the store and get a few treats for the kids on Wednesday. And, you know, those little tiny bars end up to be, you know, a few more you eat than you probably should. And somehow you kind of give yourself permission to do that. So are there certain treats you should imbibe them, or maybe get different things to put out this year?
You know, definitely don't buy them too early. You know, yeah. You can wait until even the day of, right, yeah. So you don't have them around your house is good. People give the advice of don't get candy that you absolutely love and feel like it's too tempting.
Don't want to give it out.
You know, so you could think about something like this. You know, the other thing is making sure you have regular meals so that you're not super hungry. One of my favorite tips, though, is to keep your wrappers. So if you know that you're going to be having candy, just make sure that you don't throw away the evidence, because research shows that if you keep the wrappers and you look at what you've actually eaten, you'll eat a whole lot less because you're just being mindful. You know, so if you can see that you've had 7 little candies as opposed to not keeping count at all, that's sort of a good realistic way to go about this.
That's true, Lanny. That's a good
really
idea.
Like,
Lanny, you're slim, so you don't have that walk of shame when you get up and it all falls off your lap.
Yeah, you usually have like a trail following me behind.
Right,
you can ask my husband.
So, you know, yeah, just keep your little pile. You know, have your favorites. Kind of how I launched into this is, you know, making sure you're mindful about that you're not just eating, you know, any old candy or the junk that your kids don't want, but that you really focus on, you know, the things that you do want and make it worth it. You know what I mean? Keeping leftover candy in a container that you cannot see, like an opaque container that is high up, like hard to reach, like on top of your refrigerator, because if it's out of sight, it's generally out of mouth. That if you have it really easily to grab, easily to see, you're going to eat way more of it. And then the final tip that I like to give is to really consider making Halloween or any of the holidays just that day, or, you know, even up to 7 days, but then really not having it linger on and on, so that in November you're still eating Halloween candy, in December you're still eating Halloween candy. You know, keep it on that day and, you know, enjoy it and then move on.
So that applies, like, for Lanny with a two-year-old, that for your kids, maybe bring them up that way, that it's, you know, you have up to a week and then you kind of turf the candy?
Yeah, from my point of view, you know, I think that is really the way to do it. It's not to say, you know, we don't celebrate, but we really know what a holiday day is.
Right.
You know, so Thanksgiving and Christmas being the same, you know, enjoying the foods that you absolutely love on that day and not having, you know, the leftovers haunting you for day after day after day and, you know, pies and cookies and cakes every single day, you know, but live it up on that day and then move on.
I think there must be a mentality that, oh my gosh, you know, I have to eat all this now because it's the only time. Like, there is more food, there is a tomorrow, right? And we have to put that balanced approach into any holiday or any eating of any day.
Yeah, you know, and the worst way to go into this is thinking about, you know, being restricted or feeling punished or, you know, feeling like you're depriving yourself. It really is about sort of enjoying the food. And then beyond that, like looking at the big picture, is that this time of year is about so much more than the darn food. It's about, you know, going trick-or-treating, not just for the candy, but to be social and to have, you know, the Halloween parties, to be social and to have these holidays to see family and friends that we absolutely love. And so I think, you know, we really miss the boat by being so obsessed and food focused in our culture and really just trying to enjoy the people and the fun and the events and, you know, going pumpkin picking and going to corn mazes and having, you know, pumpkin carving contests. And, you know, there's so much more to this whole season that's social. And that's really where the nourishment comes from is socializing with one another.
Oh, that's a really good point, Dawn. I think that's a really good one. It's traditions that you create around it, the fun memories, the little things you do. So you work with the Chicago Cubs and a lot of athletes. What is the sort of balance between exercise and food for either maintaining weight or losing weight?
Well, there is a lot of misconceptions out there about what exercise can and cannot do for your weight. And a good kind of rule of thumb, if you really want to think about it, it's called the 30-60-90 rule. And so 30 minutes of exercise most days of the week helps prevent disease. So diabetes, heart disease, cancer. So, you know, 5 or 6 days a week, 30 minutes, you plug that in, and that's like, you know, medication against diseases. Great. Now you get to the 60-minute mark most days of the week, and this is for weight stability. So if you want to maintain your weight, not go up, not go down, it's about 60 minutes, 5 to 6 days a week. Now it takes 90 minutes most days of the week to actually see weight loss.
Oh, I'm in big
so,
trouble then.
this is why most people say, you know what, I don't understand. How is it that I'm exercising 3 days a week, sometimes 4 days a week, you know, I'm really at it for an hour, and I've seen no change on the scale? Well, it's because the 30-60-90 rule is that it really does take that 90 minutes, 5 to 6 days a week, to actually see weight loss on the scale. Now, I don't encourage that. I actually encourage 30 minutes most days of the week for disease prevention, and then focusing on food to actually get the weight loss and the scale moving.
So
like
no
that.
More like Halloween treats, right?
Moderation.
No, and that's one of the issues is that a lot of people think that they, you know, can go exercise and then, you know, that'll sort of take care of the extra 10 little candies that they had. But unfortunately, I mean, it just doesn't work like that. It's really exercising moderately, eating moderately, and that's the key to longevity.
So really, though, a lot of people that over-exercise, it really starts with your diet first and foremost, doesn't it, that you've got to keep that in check. And I know you believe a lot in a less protein base and maybe in the flexitarian plan, which is your book. How do we incorporate that without, you know, just having a salad and a little bit of meat? What kind of recipes can we incorporate to have sort of more interesting meals?
Well, you know, I'm a big believer that every plate should have a balance of nice and naughty. And that I think what happens so many times is that when people are trying to, you know, lose weight and get healthy, they go overboard. And like you say, they only have like this little crisp green salad and they wonder why they can't stick with it long term. And then on the opposite hand, you have people who, you know, are eating, you know, large amounts of things like pizzas and fattening sandwiches and they feel bad about themselves. So if we do somewhere in the middle where we're doing something like, you know, a really half of a grilled cheese sandwich with a big bowl of tomato soup, it's very comforting, but it's that sort of nice and naughty balance that really makes you feel satisfied both mentally, but also you're physically well because you're getting all the nutrition of tomatoes, for example.
I like that, nice and naughty. Hey, we're going to come back in a minute, Dawn. We've got to take a break now.
Okay.
We're going to come back in a minute with Dawn and talk more about our nutrition.
your fair weather and not so fair weather friends. With a forecast you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Your best choice for selection and value in flooring is locally owned Camino Carpets and Flooring. You'll find everyday low prices and all stock in Camino's 7,000 square foot warehouse. It's loaded with a great selection of laminate, engineered hardwood, vinyl, and tile, much more than just carpets. Whatever you need on your floors, Camino's seasoned sales staff and professional installers will save you time and money. Just call for a free estimate. Camino Carpets and Flooring. New location, new showroom, same great savings. 3950 Quadra Street across from Lumber World.
Well, the party started here just about an hour ago, and I want to invite all of you to come down and see us today because this is a Medics, the fitness center's fourth annual open house. We're at 435 Simcoe Street, right next to Thrifty's here in James Bay. And good morning, I'm Terry Moore. Mobility problems, posture problems, balance. You want to get personal change in your life. You want to lose some weight. Maybe you're a diabetic, high blood pressure, total joint replacements, weight loss, and back issues. It's all here for you today at Medics because that's what they do. Richard Gafter and his Medics Fitness Center staff, that's what they specialize in. Now, Richard is the owner. He's a medical exercise director and a practicing kinesiologist. He knows wherein he speaks. He's got all the equipment, all the workout equipment. You can come down here and just work out if that's what you want to do. He's got the weights. He's got the cycle machines. He's got the mall. This is an area for you to come down and enjoy yourself, meet some great people and have a great time and get the kind of supervision that is necessary. You're an adult that wants to manage and improve your arthritis, your diabetes, your high blood pressure. It's all available for you here at Medics. Come down and see us today during this open house. We've got wonderful cakes for you. We've got fresh fruit. We've got coffee from Starbucks. It's all available for you. It's free for you to come in and check it out. Talk to the professionals and get some tests done, as a matter of fact. They'll check out your balance and a few other things as well. Take a look at your posture. That's at 435 Simcoe Street, right next to Thrifty's, right here in James Bay. And we'd love to see you, so bring your friends.
Bolin Books Hillside Center is Victoria's community bookstore, bringing you the best books from around the world for more than 35 years. This week at Bolin Books,
The World by Victoria's own Bill Gaston is the story of a historian who unearths a cache of letters written in Chinese in an abandoned leper colony. He and the young Chinese translator fall in love, only to betray each other in the coolest way possible.
Bolin Books, Victoria's community bookstore in Hillside Center. Call the Bolin Book Line at 595-READ.
We are back in the studio. Have Lonnie Mock, who is a esthetician, cosmetician from Hillside PharmaSave. On the phone from Chicago is Dawn Jackson Blattner, who is a registered nutritionist, author, speaker. You can look her up. Dawn, how do people get a hold of you if they want to know more about you and your books and what you have to offer?
Oh, thanks. It's my website, DawnJacksonBlattner.com.
And there's all kinds of great recipes and all kinds of great advice on there that Dawn puts out. So make sure you check it out because you know, you can learn a lot today just by going on there and maybe find some recipes for tonight. Dawn, I want to ask you about age. I've got Lanny here who's a lot younger, and TJ. I'm a little more advanced in age. What does age have an effect on your weight and the calories you consume? Do you have to slow down how much you eat and what kind of exercise and what you eat as you age?
Yeah, when you are young and you are actually growing, you know, that's the time that, you know, they get a lot of calories. So kids, you know, up until the age of like 20, 21, even some males, you know, grow until 23 years old. So, you know, those are the times that eating calories, making sure they're nourishing calories is, you know, really important because it's a growth spurt. Then you get into sort of like, you know, after that growth spurt where you're more into maintenance, and that's great. But then, unfortunately, many of us have seen that, you know, once you're into the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, it is harder to lose weight and eat whatever you want and not exercise and sort of get away with it. And that is because we're in a period of atrophy, meaning your muscles will naturally waste away slowly unless you have weight training and cardio exercise to keep your muscles strong like you had them when you were young. So if you put in the work, you can have still all the muscle mass that you had when you were younger, but you have to work a little bit harder for it. And then with food, it's just making sure that, it's very important that you're getting all the nutrients you need because you don't get as many calories. So every morsel of food that you eat, really, it counts that it's good for you. But again, not to be the point that, you know, you have to eat just for for fuel and there's no joy in it. You know, it's still very important that we find a lot of joy in our food.
Absolutely. So are you a calorie counter per se, or more what you eat? You don't have to count every calorie if you eat the right stuff.
Yeah, I couldn't be more against calorie counting, in fact. I'm a big proponent of something I call calorie consciousness. So the difference is calorie counters tend to be very obsessive, and they tend to count, you know, 12 of these and 14 of this and 140 of this, and they start getting really, like, it's not a good quality of life, bottom line. So calorie consciousness is really more of, like, how your plate looks. And so you look down at your breakfast, lunch, and dinner plate and sort of say, okay, is about a quarter of my plate coming from whole grains? Is about a quarter of my plate coming from proteins? And is about half of my plate coming from produce, fruits and veggies? And when you have a well-orchestrated plate like that, it tends to work out in the end because the calories, even though you don't know exactly how many, you're conscientious that the calories are about, for a woman, about 400 calories a meal. For a man, maybe about 600 calories a meal. But in the end, you know, you didn't obsess about it. You're just conscientious.
So what does a day in your life look like, Dawn, when you get up? What do you eat and how many times and exercise-wise? What does a day look like for you?
So the first thing is meal frequency, that people who do the best with losing weight and keeping it off and staying a healthy body weight and staying disease-free are eating three meals a day and one or two snacks. So I definitely try and follow that rhythm and that meal structure. You know, most of us are rushed in the morning, so that's very similar to me. So I'll take a piece of, I like sprouted grain toast and almond butter and an apple, or I'm a big advocate right now when it's fall of doing oatmeal with pumpkin stirred in and some either pecans or walnuts and a little bit of cinnamon. I love that. It's a very good fall breakfast. For lunch, usually I'm a big advocate of leftovers, and I really strive to do that because I'm not a great lunch maker, in fact. You know, I kind of stink at it. So
I hear
if
you.
I only have to think Yeah, if I only have to think about food once really a day, my breakfast is an autopilot. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really one of those two things. I only have to think about dinner every day, and then I can bring the leftovers for lunch. This is really streamlining life. And so then dinner is usually a combination of either me or my husband coming up with something pretty quick, but usually in that 25-50 genre of things. So it'll be something like tortilla with low-fat refried black beans, and then a bunch of peppers and onions chopped up and make it sort of like a Mexican fiesta party with a little guacamole on there. Or, you know, if we feel like Greek food, it might be something like healthy baked falafels that is the protein with a little whole grain pita and then a big cucumber, tomato, and low-fat feta and onion salad. You know, so there's a lot of things that you can put together. Cooking doesn't have to be like how they show it on TV where, you know, everything needs a gourmet, you know, chutney and a gourmet pesto and everything needs to take 2 hours. And, you know, it really can be more simplified and sort of throw together and still be delicious.
And plus, Dawn, it sounds like you add a lot of different flavors to make something interesting as opposed to a piece of meat and a salad, which I think a lot of people maybe through the different diet phases that have come out, South Beach or Atkins or any of these things, have kind of gravitated to, whereas you can have the, like you say, the Mexican feast or the Greek feast and add stuff to make it more interesting.
You know what, flavor is definitely where it's at, that we know that when people get satisfied with the flavors of their food, that they tend to eat less because they are satisfied more. And so, yeah, I usually try and think of sort of global inspiration. So I'll have, like, you know, an Italian night, a pizza night, American grill out night, Asian night, Greek night, you know, a Mexican night. So, you know, that you sort of think about even your nights sort of organized like that, and it can be a good inspiration. And then to just keep things simple and streamlined, I do like, you know, if you have recipes that are really easy and you know them and you like them, to just keep them on, like, index cards or keep them on your phone, you know, saved, so that when you are super tired and tense and, like, aggravated on a Wednesday and can't think of anything to eat, you can go to your list and be inspired by something that you've already had that you know is easy, and that can keep you sort of organized in this, you know, chaotic go-go-go world.
Okay, and Lanny, I know you have a busy life with your job and a child. Doesn't that sound like a good idea to just balance it out with these different theme nights?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, you've been around the world, and you haven't even gone anywhere, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, so Christmas is coming up, and Thanksgiving for you, Dawn. So what kind of foods? I know the last time we spoke, I think it was your birthday at your folks' house, and they were a big inspiration for you with their veggie garden in the back. So you were brought up with good foods. What kind of stuff does your family prepare, and are you naturally slim, and do you have to work at it so that you stay kind of in good shape throughout the Christmas holidays?
Well, you know, I do. I love my family. My parents, you know, definitely tried their best with us growing up. But, you know, living through the 80s and the 70s and 80s, when you basically were healthy then, everything was, like, low-fat. And it wasn't very vegetable-focused. And so it was a lot of, like, low-fat cookies was sort of the health in our home. So not the greatest. And so now that we know better, really produce is just the core thing that if I had any advice for, you know, myself that I take or that I give to my clients or giving to you is that the idea of the fall vegetables, things like butternut squash or spaghetti squash or Brussels sprouts or, you know, all the different kinds of, like, peppers and keeping a roasted veggie tray, whether you're bringing it to a holiday party or you're keeping it in your fridge so that you have it, just having roasted vegetables on hand is so incredibly satisfying, and it's really a secret weapon when it comes to keeping slim, because you fill up on something that's low in calories, high in nutrition, and tastes great, and then you just have less of an appetite for, you know, all the other stuff that's around.
Oh, what a good idea. Roasted vegetables are
that
so good.
Delicious.
What's your favorite mix of them?
I personally am a big fan of red onion. I think red onion is awesome roasted.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, it is like a pretty, pretty color. So I like that. I love Brussels sprouts. I mean, when people say they don't like Brussels sprouts, I'm like, you must have never had them roasted, because roasting vegetables brings out their natural sweetness. So I really think that, you know, that's a key. I love to have orange color. So that butternut squash is like a slam dunk for me. So
yeah,
that,
my parents.
You know, I have...
used to always put...
Have you had that before?
Yeah, Lenny, your parents...
Yeah, my father always puts a little sprinkle of brown sugar on, like, whenever he makes it around, like, the Thanksgiving or Christmas holidays.
What do you add to yours to roast them? Is it olive oil for everything and vinegars, or what do you put on top of your roasted vegetables?
You know what? Olive oil tends to be, and most people have, like, extra virgin olive oil in their house, it tends to be a very, like, a sissy oil. It doesn't love high heat, and it kind of gets it off of flavor. So doing something like grapeseed oil or even, like, canola oil would be a great high-heat oil that you can use to roast your veggies. And then I really just like simple salt and pepper. But, you know, and if some people are interested in doing things like rosemary or oregano, those can be also very good. But even simple stuff helps me, because then I can throw it into dishes in a wide variety of things. I can throw it into, you know, a pasta dish, or I can throw it into a wrap, or I can, you know, have it as a part of my salad, even cold. So I keep it simple when I'm roasting.
I think that's the best idea right there, is some roasted vegetables. It's been fabulous talking to you. If you want to get a hold of Dawn Jackson Blattner, you can look her up online, look for her books. Thank you so much, Dawn. Have a great Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas season. We'll talk to you in the new year.
That sounds wonderful. You too. Thanks so much.
Have a great day. We'll be talking with Pauline Duick from Homestyle Solutions after the news.
You don't just love sports, you live sports. And CFAX 1070 knows the score. Junior, amateur, pro. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
We're at a fabulous open house today. We're down in James Bay, and good morning, everybody. I'm Terry Moore, on location at 435 Simcoe Street, right next to Thrifty's here in James Bay. This is the Medics Fitness Center's fourth annual open house. Fabulous food, fabulous people, great instructions on the things that you need to know when you're working out, specializing in helping adults manage and improve arthritis and diabetes and high blood pressure, total joint replacements, weight loss, and back issues. It's all here. Come down and get checked out for your posture and your balance. They're all here. The professionals are waiting to serve you. We'd love to see you. There's lots of prizes, too. As a matter of fact, we're giving away two $50 gift certificates from Ming. So, look, you'll have a great time. We're going till 4 o'clock this afternoon. This is an open house. There's cake. There's coffee. There's all kinds of things. And we'd love to see you at 435 Simcoe Street at the Medics Fitness Center.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
It is still raining downtown. We are at 9 degrees right now. That's one short of our expected high for today. Good morning. I'm Kyle Reynolds. After a slew of cancellations on Friday, BC Transit has released another long list of service cuts for today. The cancellations are a result of ongoing labor negotiations between Transit and the union that represents their drivers and maintenance staff. The full list can be seen on our website, CFAX1070.com. The final day of the BC Liberal Party convention in Whistler is well underway. CTV's Stephen Andrew is there and has this update.
The second day of the BC Liberal Convention began with delegates posing questions to cabinet. And judging from answers, it's going to be a busy spring for the Liberals. The Minister of Seniors says legislation will be introduced to appoint a seniors advocate. And Attorney General Shirley Bond is promising to bring in the second phase of her plan to speed up the justice system. And the Liberals will be in high gear to prepare for next May's election. Moments ago, delegates voted to increase the threshold on the property tax and defeated a motion that would have seen the elimination of the carbon tax. Stephen Andrew, CFAX 1070 News, Whistler.
It's a move that has some people in BC building trades hot under the collar, but the province's construction industry has gone overseas to recruit workers. The BC Construction Association says thousands of tradespeople attended BC jobs fairs in Ireland and Scotland, and offers have been made for positions in northern BC. Greg Bainton, CEO of the Island Construction Association, says this is nothing new.
We have to remember we're looking for skilled people, skilled tradespeople, veterans that can help us train young people and the unskilled. Those are the people we need to look to work. And, you know, we can't put 10 apprentices with one skilled carpenter as an example. So that's what we're trying to do.
Bainton says the industry continues to search for skilled, certified tradespeople. After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Connor residence. We did not get a correct answer to our newsmaker question, though, so after the news at noon today, our jackpot goes up to $487, courtesy of katiespond.com. Find a home in Happy Valley. And CFAX 1070 weather now. Rain all afternoon today, high of 10 degrees. Turns cloudy late tonight with a good chance of showers overnight and a low of about 9 degrees. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, a chance of showers in the afternoon and early evening, and a high of 14 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:34.
Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for listening today. I hope you're enjoying this wet day and having a cup of coffee and enjoying our show. Lanny Woke is here with me today in the studio from Hillside PharmaSafe. Lots of good stuff from Don Jackson Blattner. Have you enjoyed the information you got?
Yes, it was wonderful. Yeah, well, she has so much knowledge on nutrition. I'm definitely going to use some of her ideas.
And I'm sure people ask you too, right? In what you do, being an esthetician, cosmetician,
about
nutrition and things that apply, you know, you apply stuff to the skin, but what you put in is so important.
Of course, yeah. A lot of times, you know, what you eat, they say you are what you eat, right? So a lot of times, you know, all the veggies, the roasted veggies and the squash are really high in antioxidants, which are really good for your skin and your hair.
And you've got some great skin and great hair going on. On the phone, we have Pauline Duick, who is with Homestyle Solutions. We're going to talk a little bit about Halloween again and fall and winter decor. How are you, Pauline?
I'm very well. How are you, Patty and
great.
Lanny?
Nice to talk to you.
You as well?
I saw you, Pauline, at the I'm a Real Estate Agent with RE/MAX Camosun, and we saw each other at the big event on what day was that? Thursday.
Yeah.
And you're a busy person. You do a lot of staging, decorating, all kinds of different things. Today we're going to talk a little bit about kind of that fall look that we have going and maybe adding a few pieces for a little Halloween touch. And then as we transition into winter, so let's talk about the front of the house. So what are a few things? I know the door color, maybe a wreath. What can we do to kind of jazz up our front and make it look kind of fallish, maybe a little Halloweenish?
Well, there's all kinds of kitschy things in stores available for Halloween right now, but I like things that sort of transition a little bit better, and you get a little bit more longevity just than, more than just the witch that's hanging out in the bush.
So, the one that opens the door, yeah.
That's right. And there is a place for that. There certainly is a place for that. But if you're wanting something that looks more lovely, I take a lot of cues from the New England area. If you've ever traveled there during the fall, it's just extraordinary what they do with their front porches. And we do have those same types of products available to us here, those same natural elements available to us here on the island. If you've been past Mitchell Farms in the last week, I mean, there are pumpkins everywhere in the fields right now.
Yeah, it's
no shortage of gorgeous pumpkins and gourds. And so they're beautiful to stack them on your front porch, or to have pumpkins, one on each step down your front stairs, and add different sizes of them. Have some big ones, have some small ones, throw some of those knobbly little gourds into them as well.
Yeah, and those are great. And you can do some carving, too, if you like, right?
Oh,
and get
absolutely.
Some great looks.
Absolutely. And what's kind of neat, I'm sort of a little bit lazy about the pumpkins. I don't actually like to gut them and pull all the innards out. So there's some very, very cool ideas right now where you use cookie cutters and you just sort of press them into the skin, and then you're able to lift the skin off, but you're not actually digging into the flesh a whole bunch. And they make some beautiful designs on your pumpkin. And then the cool thing is that your pumpkin lasts a little bit longer, and you're actually able to use it as a vegetable, as Dawn was suggesting, to incorporate some pumpkin into your diet. So if you don't want to just take all the guts out and use it as a jack-o'-lantern, you can actually use it to eat later on.
Wow. Double duty.
There's beautiful white pumpkins now, and Martha Stewart has really made those famous, the white pumpkins and the white gourds. And what's cool with those is to take a craft paint, or even as simple as a black marker, and maybe paint some black bats on them, or to paint a ghost face on them. So they're beautiful. The little white gourds, the kids can have a lot of fun with making little faces on them, and they can just stick those little googly eyes from Michael's. You can stick them on there. Or you dig a little hole in those gourds that is just small enough to fit those vampire teeth that you can buy at costume stores. You fit them into the mouth, and now you've got this little gourd that looks like a vampire.
Oh, so there's, perfect.
Yeah, there's some really cute ideas.
And you can use, you know, like you were saying with kids too, like Atlanta, you have a two-year-old, so as you go along these traditions of maybe doing some crafts and applying those, maybe, like cutouts for the window and things that you create yourself that, are seasonal, last a few days,
for
and
sure.
Put them up.
For sure. And then after the Halloween season is over, a lot of the pumpkin things and the things that you can do with branches and so on, those carry forward into the winter until you get to the time where you actually want to do some more Christmas or holiday seasonal type of things, and you can work those together. I was going to say, don't forget about your urns out front and your flower pots. A lot of the flowers are dying back now, but you can replace them by going out into the woods and getting some nice twisty branches and sticking them into there. Some fall grasses, or planting ornamental kale, or even some pansies now. Mm-hmm. So you get those urns looking fallish and carrying forward again into the Christmas season.
Now, do you have to decorate, Lanny? Are you in charge of that where you work? Are you doing the displays?
I do, and then I have a couple great assistants that do really well at it. So
you have to think about the seasonal stuff all the time,
then? Oh, yes, yeah. We're thinking about Valentine's already.
Oh, my gosh, wow. Always thinking a season or two ahead.
Yeah.
We're going to come back, talk, Pauline, more about kind of that going into winter before Christmas look. Back in a minute.
Local news on your smartphone. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Go to CFAX1070.com. CFAX1070.com. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection, brought to you by Saffron Window Fashions.
Good morning, this is Lisa with the CFAX Community Cruiser. I'm at Perks Rec Center for the Vancouver Island Most Amazing Collectibles Show. It's going on today and tomorrow until 6 p.m. There are over 200 tables of collectibles being shown off. You can also bring on down your own treasures for a free appraisal. There's so many different kinds of collectibles, I definitely recommend stopping by. Next up, I'll be heading to the Craig Garrett Castle. Did you know that for the month of October, the play Dracula is being held at different times at the castle? Yeah, check out their website for the different scheduled times. What are you doing for Halloween? Because here's something fun happening. At Adrenaline and Soup, they're having spectacular haunted zip tours. It sounds pretty scary. Check out their website for their times that they're on. That's your Community Connection, brought to you by Stockholm Windows, Fashion, Drapery, and Blinds on CFAX 1070.
Tomorrow on E! You know Ice-T is a superstar, but this season, Coco is taking center stage.
I got offered to headline in Vegas.
But however crazy things get,
my licious pony line is going to do its first fashion show for Fashion Week.
They want you to be the weather girl.
What if there's a tornado?
Ice and Coco can weather any storm.
I want to freeze my eggs.
What?
Well, we'll see. Ice Loves Coco returns tomorrow at 7, only on E!
You're hosting a business meeting, but you're not sure where to start. The pressure's on, right? Here's an idea. Consider Highland Pacific Golf. Their meeting room is equipped for all your presentation needs and holds up to 80 people. Enjoy the top-notch catering, have a go at the driving range during breaks. Book your business meeting at Highland Pacific Golf. You might be hailed as a meeting room planning hero. Highland Pacific Golf. It's more than just golf. Right behind Vic General. Call 478-GOLF. Online at highlandpacificgolf.com.
We are back. In the studio is Lanny. On the phone is Pauline Duke from Home Style Solutions. Pauline, we were talking about kind of that transitioning. So, you know, after Halloween, we're pretty much ready to say, you know, adios to all the kind of stuff we've had up since really Thanksgiving, all the warm kind of fall colors and the leaves. As we go into before Christmas, because we know we get tired of one thing, I guess we want that cozy feel. So as we go into the home, I guess the mantle and maybe cushions, how do we kind of create that environment before Christmas?
I really like to decorate with sort of a winter look, so that you can start using those things now and they look appropriate right into February and March, and then when you want to trade off into the vibrant colors of summer. So what I'm saying right now is we had such a beautiful fall and we had Indian summer up until a few weeks ago, and many of us still have our summer things around. Now it's time to kind of put those acid greens and pinks and aqua blues away. Yeah. And pull out some moodier, warmer colors. Many of us have very neutral home furnishings and taupe walls and gray walls, and they lend themselves really well to switch from those bright colors of summer into the moodier colors of fall. And the trends that we're really seeing this fall, we're seeing a lot of raspberry and mulberry kind of colors, so the reds are a little bit more intense, more of a Bordeaux wine kind of a color. We're seeing lots of chocolate and charcoal gray and eggplant, and there's always a place for a winter white, a creamy color.
It's so weird, too, because it's fashion is so much like that. I see what you're wearing, Lanny. You've got exactly those colors on, you know, kind of the grays and the sort of colors in the dark. And, mm-hmm. and also you're seeing the berries and makeup,
yep.
right? So things
yep.
follow, right? These trends follow fashion, makeup into our homes.
That's right. And orange has been the mm-hmm. Pantone of the year, Tangerine Tango, official Pantone marketing color of the year.
Wow.
And that color has actually transitioned beautifully because it's gorgeous in the summer with crisp whites and navies and greens, but it's also beautiful now to incorporate with grays and reds and chocolate colors for the winter. So mm-hmm. that's a color that is really strong right now. Because we're at the beginning of the trend, orange is kind of a fun color to invest in right now because it's probably going to be around for a few years. And it's a beautiful pop of color in the fall because it's a little bit brighter maybe than some of the other moodier colors, so you set it off with a little crisp orange. So, but the other things that we're seeing for the fall now, we're seeing chunky woven wicker baskets, the really big ones, mm-hmm. and people are filling them with either their wood beside their fireplace or maybe stacking them with pillows and throws sort of draped out of the side of them. They're lovely. We're seeing lots of texture, curly branches in vases and knobby gourds on your table and cable knit pillows, cable knit throws, alpaca pillows, lots and lots of faux fur and alpaca mm-hmm. again. And it's beautiful and it adds that layer of texture in your home and you just want to kind of cozy up in it.
I want to go there now.
I know.
But how do you keep that look from not looking cluttered?
Again, I love to put the things of summer away. I really think that you have to put some of those seasonal things away so that you bring out your winter things. You've tucked your summer things away. Then next summer or spring, it's fun to get those things out and you're looking at them again. I think we stop looking at things when we have the same things sitting out in our home all year. So to switch things out and to have things that can morph from season to season and just change them up a little bit, like a cream pillow or a cream throw looks beautiful in the summer when paired with summer colors, but looks gorgeous paired with those moody colors in the wintertime. So try to be efficient, and especially with small space living or condo living, you want to invest in some things that are going to transition well from season to season.
So you want to edit things, right?
Oh,
so you
yeah.
want to... always be changing it around. We don't have to stick with the same stuff and keep adding and adding and adding. Once in a while,
That's our clothing, right.
We have to sort of have a look at it. Or, Lanny, I'm sure, like our makeup, right? We need to go through and chuck a few things
of
that
course,
might have
are
past their best buy date.
Yes, exactly.
That's right. And it's like clothing. It's about accessorizing, right? And the black suit that you wear in the summer, you accessorize with different things than what you do in the summer or winter. And it's the same with your home. I'm even a proponent of putting winter art up and changing out your art with the seasons. And, again, it's a fresh look when you put it up and are looking at it again. When it's been stored away for 6 months, you're happy to take it out and look at it again. But if you have it up all year long, you kind of stop looking at it.
And what about the mantle? How can we, make it not look too cluttered but add a few things to it to make it seasonal?
Well, we're in a country where we can go out and get these gorgeous branches. I have a twisty baby locust tree out in my yard, and it has these twisty, gnarly branches. I love harvesting branches like that and tucking a few of them up there. White pillar candles are always beautiful. And then as you transition more into the Christmas season, you start tucking Christmas balls and pine cones and those kinds of things. And you might even want to put a branch of something glittery in there so it will transition well from fall straight into Christmas season.
Wow, some great ideas. Pauline, how do people get a hold if you want to know more about how to stage their home?
We are at homestylesolutions.ca. That's our website. And we're at Styling Homes on Twitter. And we have a Facebook and Pinterest. We're big into social media, so we're kind of all over the place.
Well, great talking to you, Pauline. And
yeah.
I'm sure we'll see you soon. And some great tips for all of us.
All right. Thanks,
nice
Lanny
talking.
And Patty. Okay.
And now we're going to sort of change it up a little bit. We're going to talk about Jazz It Up for the Cure. Vicki Waters is here. How are you, Vicki? Hey, Vicki, how are you? Hey, Vicki, it's Patty here. How are you?
Hey, Patty, how are you?
Good stuff. Now, listen, I know you're the jazzercise queen. You've got a big event coming up. Before we get into that, I just want to ask you, I've got you on the phone, so we've got Halloween coming up. I know you are a very fit person. Give us a couple of tips for keeping us jazzed up this time of year and keeping everything in check and balance.
I think that typically the first thing that we put aside when we get so busy as we approach the Christmas season, the first thing we put aside is the thing that we really need to continue to do to keep us uplifted. And I think that carving out a little bit of time to fit your exercise in is really important. Keeping moving, and if it can't be your traditional exercise class that you would typically attend, walking as much as you can, parking a little further away, that type of thing. Keeping active, because keeping active just makes us feel better. And then when it comes to the food thing, I guess it really comes down to trying to be as moderate as we can in our choices.
Very good tips. Now, you have something coming up, the 16th, Jazz It Up for the Cure. Give us the details, Vicki.
Thanks, Patty. That's tomorrow, Patty, and we're at Shoreline School. That's at 2750-2750 Shoreline Drive. We're doing an Everybody Welcome fitness class. Working towards, again this year, working towards a future with no breast cancer. We've raised over $220,000
wow,
so far.
Wow, that's fantastic.
It's a lot of money, eh? Working together, making it happen. And so the event is a couple of jazzercise classes. What we're also doing is we're also wrapping up really cool baskets with all sorts of wonderful things in them, like, a night stay here in Victoria on the Harbor with dinner, and all sorts of really cool things. And we sell very inexpensive tickets to those baskets. And you just pop a ticket, buy any basket you want to go home with, and we do a draw. So we've got lots of things going on in the event, and it's from 1 till about 3:30 tomorrow.
And if people want to know more, how would they find out, Vicki?
Well, they could get a hold of me. I could give my telephone number.
Or they can email me, lifestylewithpattymack.com, if they want to know more, and I can pass
that
on
fantastic.
To them. Okay. And so it's Jazz It Up for the Cure. It's the 16th one, and it is where again?
It's at Shoreline School at 2750 Shoreline Drive, Patty.
Beautiful. And, you know, I know my friends Wendy, Sue, and Jody are huge fans. You have such a fan base with your jazzercise classes and so many devoted followers that have really loved what you put out. And you giving back is a wonderful thing to do.
Well, you know, it feels so good when we get together and do something that's good for us. And then we're doing good out there. It's a beautiful thing.
Good stuff. Well, good luck tomorrow, Vicki.
Thanks so much, Patty.
Okay.
Thanks for being in touch.
Take good care. When we come back, we're going to talk to Lanny about makeup and Halloween costumes and all kinds of cool stuff. Back in a minute.
Let the sun shine in with Excalibur Glass. Get more out of your outdoor or indoor deck with a custom all-glass railing. Constructed with aluminum post supports, these railings are durable and attractive with no top or bottom rail to obscure your view. And of course, it'll add value to your home. Get the most out of your scenery with a custom all-glass railing from Excalibur Glass. You'll clearly see the difference. Excalibur Glass and Aluminum, the homeowner's store, 2189 Keating Cross Road.
Well, my friends, I'll tell you where we are today. We're on location at 435 Simcoe Street. We're right next door to Thrifty's here in this James Bay area, in this building, a wonderful building with a whole lower floor area devoted to the Medics Fitness Center. It's their fourth annual open house. Richard Gafter is the owner. He's also a kinesiologist. He's also the medical exercise director. And he has brought over to us Joanne, who is one of the people who has joined this club. How many years ago did you join?
I joined 3 years ago.
Now, why did you come down here?
I was newly widowed, and my doctor was very concerned about my level of physical fitness. I had always walked the seawall with my husband, but my doctor said I just wasn't getting enough exercise. So I came to Richard. He did a personal check, gave me a set of exercises, very easy to start, and then regular checkups. Every 6 weeks we have a regular follow-up in at that time.
Well, I've been watching you today, and I'll tell you, you're a dynamo. You're full of energy, you're bright, and you're feeling extremely fit.
I'm 70 years old, and I've just gone through a session of cancer. The surgery was very difficult, but first thing I asked my surgeon when the stitches came out was how soon I could return to Medics and my friends, and the surgeon indicated I could go back. I was in such great shape, but it was my physical fitness that made the difference to my recovery.
Well, I got to tell you, that's a very important issue, and Richard and I have talked about that. You say you're 70?
Yes.
I thought that was your 45th birthday cake over there. You know, Richard, this is the kind of thing that happens when people come down to see you at Medics.
That's right. It's a regular occurrence, and folks like Joanne give that support so that they have even better results in a better community.
Come down, my friends. You're going to love it down here. Medics, the fitness center, it's for all kinds of people, including you. We're at 435 Simcoe Street. We'll see you soon.
Generation Furniture in Lankford is closing forever, and the biggest furniture liquidation sale of 2012 continues. The complete liquidation of Generation Furniture's 40,000 square foot showroom delivers you unprecedented savings as they clear hundreds of one-of-a-kind items. New items arrive from the warehouse weekly as they clean house in preparation for final closure. Get the new furniture you've always wanted at a fraction of what you thought you'd pay. Generation Furniture is on Lankford Parkway behind the West Shore Mall.
We are back. We're in the studio with Lanny Moak from Hillside Pharmacy. And, you know, we're going to talk about some great makeup products and stuff right now that's out. But first of all, like Halloween's here. And, you know, a lot of people, it causes a lot of anxiety with Halloween costumes and what can I do and doing the makeup and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's lots of things, right, we can do with either coming down and buying a kit where you work or using some of our makeup.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, what can you do for a face? Like, say you're going to be a cat. Like, a couple little things we can do here or there.
What I would suggest is possibly doing, like, a brown or gray. You could mix, like, an eyeshadow with a little bit of water and just place it just along the outside of the face. And then the inside, you could do, like, a white paint, like a face paint. And then you could use, like, an eyeliner for around the eyes and like a upside down triangle for your nose and do a couple whiskers. And if you wanted to spice it up a bit, you could even put a couple individual lashes on.
Oh, nice. Because mm-hmm. there's all kinds of cool stuff, right? I mean, you don't have to have elaborate costumes. Although your daughter, you have two costumes. You said, what's she going as?
Yeah, Jada's going to go as an elephant inside, and she's going to go as a roaring tiger outside.
I was always like that, like lots of costumes, get the costume box
yes.
going. But
yeah.
if you got a last-minute thing to do, I know you're at Hillside Pharmacy. There's all kinds of stuff you can come in and buy, the blood or
yep.
stuff that you put on your tooth
yep,
to black
putty
a tooth out.
For blacking out a tooth. We have an accessory kit where it contains a book, and it shows you multiple different face paintings for different animals or people, and it has all the accessories with it.
You just can't be too type A, right? I mean, you kind of get an idea. You don't have to be the best painter in the world or, you know, makeup artist. Like, people think, well, that's what you do, Lanny, so you're going to be great at it. And people probably come to you, right? So it's almost like a hard time of year when you're in this business.
Exactly. They always want tips. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But, you know, that's what we're there for, and, you know, we love helping the people, and, you know, I always find it best if you throw in a little of your own creativity as well, right? It doesn't have to always be by the book.
Yeah, for sure. My friend, you know, everybody would always go as a pretty princess or something,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
And me and my friend Debbie, we'd go stuff like as hunters, and we had our dead deer between us, and we were like, you know, had no teeth, and we were these big old guys. And I wonder why I never got a guy when I was young, you know? But anyways, go as a pretty princess or a nice cat, yeah. You get more guys. And what about your daughter? Do you have any crafts or any stuff with her, like this time of year, or any kind of little tips for people that want to do last-minute projects?
Yeah, well, she really loves books. She loves reading books, 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 everything's books. So I think we're going to get down to it, and we're going to maybe make bookmarks. Oh. What you can do is you can use some construction paper and a popsicle stick, and you can cut out little bat diagrams or ghost diagrams and then color in their eyes. Otherwise, my husband and I, we're going to go out to the pumpkin patch, hopefully sometime this weekend.
Yes.
If rain lets up. But we're going to do a pumpkin necklace where you roast the seeds and then you use like a needle and thread, and we can lay out some tinfoil and paint some of the seeds and make little necklaces.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Mm-hmm. I know with our kids, we always, you know, we'd buy a pumpkin each, and my husband would carve a different face they'd come up with. And they got more and more technical as they got older.
Right.
And now they, you know, they carve up their own things. I still get nervous seeing those big carving knives. But it's so fun, right, to create these great different crazy faces and things on these
Yeah, pumpkins. My husband brought a pumpkin carving kit home. I think it was like mid-August, and he was so excited. He's like, I got two. So
that's
we're going to be so busy over
like
the next couple days.
Child, right? And all that
it's so much fun. Yeah.
Let's talk about some makeup.
Okay.
Now, you've been telling me about all great products during the breaks. What kind of stuff are you really excited about right now?
I'm just really excited that pops of color are really hot for the fall and the winter. You know, like you got the bright eyes, you can have like hues of gold or silver, bright blues. There's just so many different colors that are kind of going. And if you're going to do that, you would want to go with more of a neutral lip, and vice versa. Pops of red are really hot this year. So if you're going to do a red lip, I'd do more of a neutral eye. Going into, you know, the holiday seasons, the nice Bordeaux are really hot, and we have tons of accessories. And
what kind of creams are you liking, too?
I'm really liking the Neostrata Fruit Stem Cells, and they have a great moisture cream. They just released an eye cream and a serum into our store 2 weeks ago, and it's flying off the shelves, so it's fantastic for deep lines, wrinkles. It's even okay if you have an oilier skin base. It just absorbs right in, and the results are amazing.
I need that. And November 27th, you have an event coming?
Yes. From 5:30 to 8:30, we're having, it's called A Night to Sparkle. And it's a ladies' night where we're going to have a whole bunch of different people in doing consultations, say hair color or skin care. We're going to have little mini makeovers, mini manicure. We have that new manicure kit I was talking
to. Oh, right. You got it on today. It's black.
Yeah.
It's so cool looking.
Yeah,
this gel thing,
called,
right?
Yeah, it's called Red Carpet Manicure, and it's an actual gel kit that you can purchase, and you can do it in your home. It's really easy. There's only a few steps to do, and if you're not confident enough, then you know what? Myself or one of my team mates will be able to definitely help you out. We can teach you. We can do it for you. Just come by
and you give great advice. And if they want to know more, how do they get a hold of you, Lanny?
They get a hold of me at Hillside Pharmasave. They can give me a call at 250-595-8106, or you can find me at 1641 Hillside Avenue.
Yeah, you give great advice. I know that. And if you're looking for last-minute stuff for Halloween, go see Lanny, and I'm sure you'll give some great makeup tips as well.
Oh, yes, we will.
Nice seeing you. Have a great Halloween, everybody. Thank you, TJ. Thank you, Lanny, and all my guests.
Thank you, Patty.
Have a spectacular Halloween, and enjoy.